Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
All right, the president is tweeting out right now that Senators Loeffler and Perdue of Georgia that are in this Senate runoff race today have both committed that they are going to object tomorrow. Now, I told you that. By the way, welcome to Political Coffee. Sorry for not saying that up front. Great to have you with us, friends. I mean, it truly is. It's an honor and a privilege to have each and every one of you. And I do mean that. I am so grateful when you not only listen, but you take the time to call, which is easy, especially if you've not called before, 503-589-1220. That's the Power of Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Or you can send me an email always. When you communicate with me, it's important. And I do read them. I may not get to all of them during the course of a show, just because of the busyness of the show and people calling and wanting to have intelligent conversations with people. You send me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Either way, and I want to get into the email that Dave had sent me yesterday that I neglected to get through. It was from Candace Owens, and it says some interesting things. And it relates to the president and what's happening. Now, I shared with you that the president was in a nine-hour meeting yesterday trying to decide if he needed to invoke his executive order on foreign influence and confiscation of assets and so forth. He ultimately was convinced no. Now, that left a particular state hanging that the president needs. And what that state has to do now is get thousands of affidavits in less than 48 hours. Because they needed those log files to prove that what happened in other states happened in this state. And that votes being switched and, frankly, votes just vanishing. And we reported on that, the 432,000 votes in Pennsylvania. But not just them, but the ones in Georgia. And then the votes that were switched from Trump to Biden in Georgia, in one county, Bibb County. We talked about that. Well, this state needed those same log files. They didn't get them. So now you know what they have to do? Prior to the beginning of this session tomorrow, they have to come up with thousands and thousands of affidavits showing fake votes, illegal votes. Now, they have some 1,400 volunteers. In fact, I was supposed to be on this conference call with these people because we're trying to replicate what they're doing in their state here in Oregon. So we were supposed to be on this conference call, and because of this, they had just gotten word through their congressman that this nine-hour meeting had not turned out well. That, in fact, they had to go this alternate route. Now, they had sort of planned for this, but they have 1,400 people trained and ready to go. They had to put them on the streets, and they are only focusing on people who actually voted. That are not real voters. That are illegal voters. We'll see if, I mean, that means that about if each person went out and got proved in the 36-hour time period that there were, it's just 10 people. Each one of their volunteers got out and got 10 people. They would have enough in this state to prove to the world that this state was won with fraudulent votes. That has to happen before the 6th. Now, look, the Georgia state senators, there's a story about that on the Liberty Daily. It's from Truly USA News. Georgia state senators call on Pence to delay the January 6th electoral vote. They sent that today. It's supposed to be delivered today to Vice President Mike Pence, asking him to officially delay the count. He said there's about six, it says, the letter, well, Senator Brandon Beach told the Epoch Times, there's about 16 or 18 of us now that have signed the letter to the Vice President, asking him to delay the electoral count for 10 to 12 days. We're going to get it to him tomorrow morning. That's today. Adding that more senators might sign on. Now, Jenna Ellis, as you know, senior legal advisor to the Trump campaign, suggested in a tweet that the president has the constitutional authority to delay the certifying of the votes and instead ask legislatures in these six contested states to clarify which candidate's slate of electors should be approved. She wrote, what Mike Pence could do, and what he should do, in fact, is to direct a question back to the state legislatures when there are two competing slates of delegates from these six states. He can ask the question to the states and say, well, state legislatures, you know, I have an oath to the Constitution to uphold the Constitution as written in Article 2, Section 1 and 2, 1.2, rather, which says the state legislatures direct the manner in which the electoral delegates are selected. So you tell me which of these two slates were selected in the manner that your state General Assembly has designated. Ellis told that to the news, just the news television show, The Water Cooler. This Georgia senator by the name of Beach is quoted here in the story. He said, when Beach was asked if they had discussed anything relating to certifying the state's electoral votes, he said, if the vice president is able to take our letters to postpone, then we would be in session. And we could discuss what we could do, maybe to do as state senate in a state house. Right now, we can't do anything because we're not in session. Ah, therein lies the genius of what they're proposing. Today is the 5th. Tomorrow will be the 6th. If you delayed for 10 days, most states will be in legislative sessions. You see, prior to this, the governors would have had to have called them into special session. Georgia, of course, being Brian Kemp, who's being accused of being corrupt and bought off by the Chinese. Well, he has refused to call a special session to consider claims of election fraud or other irregularities. So if the vice president delays the certification, which he could do, then many of these, well, all of these six states, I believe, will be in regular legislative session. And then they, by resolution, like is going to happen tomorrow in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin legislature tomorrow, folks, here's another Gateway Pundit story. Wisconsin legislature announces resolution to be introduced on Thursday, which will likely decertify state and award the to President Trump. Now, this is a resolution. It does not require the governor's signature. In fact, this document is already posted online, and the story has a link to it. They're going to do this in Wisconsin. Now, they have to make sure they have enough votes, but, you know, they've seen enough in Wisconsin. They know what happened. So I share all of this with you because it all matters. but none of it may work. Now you probably go, whoa, Jeff, wait a second. What are you talking about? Yeah, none of it may work, folks. And this is why we need prayer. This is why we need a divine miracle. And I think we will have one. I don't know what it's going to be honest with you. I'm going to read for you the Candace Owens, all of the things that she says that Donald Trump has, Trump cards that he's waiting to unleash. And there's a lot of them. Some of them, I think, are possible. I think others are dead. But my point to you is this. Everything I'm going to share with you, probably when we come back from the break here, I don't think is going to work as much as I want it to, as much as I pray that it does. And I'll tell you why. I said this last night. Last night at our church, Life Bible in Harrisburg, we had a lot of people there. We prayed for well over 2 hours for this election, for everything that's going on, including for protection because of the evil that is happening behind the scenes. And it is evil. If you've gone and read any of the Lynn Wood stuff, you know this. In fact, Lynn Wood, I think, is going to release something, and I'm going to predict this today, having to relating to Chief Justice John Roberts. He has been warning for several days now, John Roberts specifically, and he did so last night, in a court case with particular lines of reference, all aimed at John Roberts, saying, you should resign now. I don't think John Roberts will. I think Lynn Wood is going to release something that will blow everything up. But I don't even think that's going to work. And the reason is simply this. I believe God and his hand was on the formation of this nation, has guided us, but we've gotten deeply off track. And the only way to come back is for God to work a miracle that cannot be attributed to man, to any of the things that we advocate for, that we talk about. Now, this is just me saying this, okay? But I think it's the only way that the people of this country will understand that it was an absolute miracle that this happened, whatever's going to happen, and that Trump serves another 4 years, and that, frankly, the Republic is saved for future generations. And I'm just basing that on many of the evangelical prophets that I follow, but also what I think I'm feeling and hearing in my prayer. Back in a moment with some more of this.
No, that's not poverty. That's not poverty. No, that's not poverty. Haiti believers had light on their faces.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us today. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. I'll do my best to read them on the air. This segment of the show is brought to you by Bill Sunderland at Country Financial. SunderlandAgency.com. That's S-U-N-D-E-R-L-A-N-D, SunderlandAgency.com. I'm looking at his website. You know, he's got a great motto here. Excellence. It's not a skill. It's an attitude. Boy, isn't that true? Really is, isn't it? So not only can Bill and his team help you with your investments in your retirement, they can also help you with all of your insurance needs, your life insurance, your business insurance. Guys like me that farm, your home and your auto. It's really a very much, it's a full service agency, Sunderland Agency, and they believe in excellence. So check them out at the web, SunderlandAgency.com, or give them a call, 503-885-0789. 885-0789. So the email from Candace Owens that Trump is sitting on a stack of cards that he's just waiting to unleash, a royal flush. Now, I saw a tweet last night that I believe from Jack Posobiec, from OAN News, that the president is planning on firing the director of the CIA. He's planning to fire the director of the FBI and release everything unredacted. Now that Bill Barr is gone, and Bill Barr was, I guess, standing in the way of that, at least to some extent. And I mean everything, folks, including all the UFO stuff. Including all the Hammer scorecard stuff. Now, Candace Owens writes this. He has court cases that will go to the Supreme Court. And thanks to the Texas case, he's now aware how to file them properly under Article 3, not Article 2. So the SCOTUS will be forced to listen. That's true. Question is, when will John Roberts choose to hear? You see, the Chief Justice sets the schedule for the court, folks. Yeah, they can all agree to hear a case, and they have several of these cases now, but they're not going to hear them until after Trump has been unelected in the inauguration, until after the new president is inaugurated. If John Roberts were to be faced with massive public backlash because something is released about him, a la maybe Lynn Wood today, then all bets are off. Because you see, there are nine members of the Supreme Court. If five of them come to the Chief Justice and say, we not only want to hear this case, we want to hear it immediately, he has to do it. If he's out of the way, or if he's compromised and he has to listen, they could advance the schedule. Now, she continues about Trump. He now has the DNI report. I haven't heard that. Have you? I don't know if that's accurate or not. She continues. Barr stepped down and can now be a witness. Huh? He did his job. Durham is special counsel and can prosecute in any state. Trump is letting civil, criminal, and federal courts fail to handle the situation properly. Did you hear that? Civil, criminal, and federal courts fail to handle the situation properly. So he can use military tribunals. He has all the data from the NSA, the Kraken supercomputer, the Alice supercomputer, which I'm totally unfamiliar with. Kraken I am, Dallas I'm not, and likely many more computers unknown to us. He has the Insurrection Act, the NDAA, the National Emergency, the 14th Amendment, the 2018 Executive Order, the 2017 very first Executive Order, the Patriot Act, FISA warrants, declassification of everything, people swearing affidavits by the thousands. He has all the statistical data being analyzed, along with the videos, emails, phone calls, and bank transfer statements. Key phrase. Showing the coordination of the coup d'etat. He has RICO, and he has the crimes against humanity videos. Now I'm going to stop there for a moment. I think that is what Lynn Wood has provided to him. These crimes against humanity. These horrific things that I described that are supposedly in these files that Lynn Wood has. She continues. WikiLeaks just dropped extensive information and Assange will be pardoned. Assange can then openly discuss the murder of Seth Rich, the Democrat guy who apparently now was in fact feeding the information on Hillary Clinton to WikiLeaks. She continues, now that the governors and secretary of state certified and Biden accepted, they each committed and knowingly agreed to acts of treason. SolarWinds was just literally raided and Dominion is closing down as well. Trump has the CIA servers used to change the Dominion machine votes from Trump to Biden. And he will soon have access to the actual machines themselves. He baited the deep state into staying in D.C. so they could be arrested. Biden hasn't accepted any transition money. And Harris has still not given up her seat in the Senate. By the way, that's all true. Literally. Kamala Harris was sworn in a couple of days ago, folks. Did you know that? She's not given up her Senate seat. Now, I think this is wrong about, obviously the president decided not to seize the Dominion machines. In a moment, when we come back from the bottom of the hour break, I'll tell you why I think he ultimately will and when that will happen. 7:30, right back.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes to the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is that Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff, KSLM.news. I need to get through some emails, and then I'll get back to the phones. Prince, did you see the news conference put on by the Republican Secretary of State of Georgia yesterday? He didn't say a word. His hack, Gabriel Sterling, did all the talking, where he repeated the lies about not only Georgia elections being secure, but that the Dominion voting machines were not communicating. Somebody took the video of that yesterday, and they spliced it in with Dr. Eric Coomer of Dominion Voting Machines, the Antifa-loving, Trump-hating guy. The actual video of him saying that, yes, they are connected wirelessly to the internet. Yeah. This Gabe Sterling guy, by the way, he's corrupt himself. He is the Georgia election spokesman, but he has a little bit of a conflict of interest. He has an organization that has a contract separately with the state of Georgia. Anyway, it's all very interesting. From Gail, about masks. You know, we talked about the Winco, South Salem Winco mask protest, 1 o'clock this Saturday. She writes, good morning, Jeff. I wonder if a shield is still a sign of caving to some degree. Well, I'll stop there for a moment. You could probably look at it that way. I view it a little bit differently, and just not to rationalize it. I don't wear a mask because, first of all, they're ineffective, number one. Number two, they hide your expression, your face. I think that's wrong. I think it's wrong to be required to hide your face from human interaction, from smiling, from frowning. A shield is different. You can see the face. You can see the interaction. Now, frankly, my personal view is a shield is more effective than a mask is. Because even with a mask on, your eyes can still absorb the virus or any virus, a cold or anything, especially if you touch your hands to your eyes. It's harder to do with a mask on. Believe me, I know, because I make the mistake all the time. She writes, if you go with flags to support these stores and businesses that are open, would it also not be nice to take up a collection? Yes, it's a very good idea, Gail. Say prayers of protection and or offer some other beneficial good deed. And please, if possible, do not use Amazon. That could be part of the plan. Yeah, Gail, I think that's good advice. I tend to use Amazon a little too much. And part of it's because I live way out in the country and I got to drive a long distance really to be able to do business with anybody. But I try as much as I can because I really do want to support my local businesses. And I mean that. I do. It's important. Corby writes an email about masks. Says, you know, when I go somewhere not wearing my mask, I ask anyone that questions me about if I can see their credentials. I ask, are you a medically trained professional that's trained on the correct mask to wear and how to correctly wear it? It's really no different than someone telling me to take something for a cold and claiming it'll work. The government would be all over that person if they made that claim. I let them know that my attorney will contact them directly and not the store. Oof. And Anne Marie writes this about a moral foundation. As a committed woman of God, I strongly believe in the following wisdom from the scripture. Good leaders abhor wrongdoing of all kinds, and sound leadership has a moral foundation. But God is the judge, and justice comes from him. The wicked hate those who live a godly life, but the righteous hate injustice wherever it is found. It's out of Proverbs 16. 12, Proverbs 29, 26 through 27. Good words. And Lee writes an email. What does it matter? Here we are, January 2021, and most are back to work, scared to get within 10 feet of each other and fearful that this year will be the same as last year. With all the same voter corruption, they just want it over. TV shows, The Bachelor, sports. Yeah, that's more important. Isn't it interesting that the Democrats are fine with fraud when it suits them? Now, can anyone look past this fact and think it'll be different in the months ahead? I once asked which law was okay to break, because it seems rules and laws don't mean the same. The worst thing we can talk about is any topic that does not focus on the corruption that Mr. Trump is attempting to get rid of. This corruption on both sides has been there for decades. You're right. Trump won't be able to clean it up in the next 4 years. It will take longer to clean it up. If not, well, then Hollywood's movies of science fiction dystopian will become reality. You know, Lee, I sadly have to admit that I think you're right. If we don't get this cleaned up now, a lot of the Hollywood movies out there just are going to come true. I don't like that one bit. Continuing with the Candace Owens email, and then I'll get back to the phones. 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. She says, the military has infiltrated Antifa and BLM. He has all their financial records. He knows which politicians took Chinese and Soros money, both Republican and Democrat. He positioned Christopher Miller as Secretary of Defense and Ezra Cohen Watnick as Assistant Secretary of Defense. He literally just wrote an executive order regarding the military line of succession. We've talked about that. She continues, many suspect Watnick to be Q, as in QAnon. Trump is defunding the CIA. He just replaced Kissinger and Albright on the National Security Advisory Board with men that are loyal to him. Now, I have not verified that. I have no doubt that Candace Owens is correct about that, but I check it out. She continues, the military has been flying planes far more than usual all over the country. Now, I want to stop there for a second because that's absolutely true. I follow a geek who literally has tied himself into all the publicly available networks about flights in America, including flights to suspected black sites in America and outside of America. And you're right. The military activity has just skyrocketed in the last very short period of time. She continues. The Navy just parked mega fleets on both coasts. The 82nd Airborne is preparing for an operation, which is the same group that General Flynn and Attorney General Donahue were enlisted in. Pieces are finally falling into place. POTUS has it all. He is just laying out the pieces and building the narrative. He knows he won, and they committed treason. He set a trap, and they walked right in without hesitation. He gave the deep state the chance to come clean and try to fix things. They chose treason. They will all hang as the result. Patriots are in control. Nothing can stop what's coming. Now, that's Candace Owens' take. I don't know how much of this is accurate, but let me finish this thought, because I teased you with that. Trump yesterday in that nine-hour meeting decided not to invoke his executive order of 2018, which would allow him to confiscate all these voting machines. I believe he will. And I believe he will, I think, at midnight tonight. Now, I could be completely wrong, but that would seem to be the right time. Why? Well, that way Democrats cannot continue to cheat in these Georgia elections. I think that's where Trump will go confiscate the machines. And I think he'll do it as soon as the polls are closed, so that they cannot find ballots to cheat with. Now, I might be wrong, but I think he's just doing a head fake within his own inner circle. Folks, I can tell you from having met Trump, he is a smart dude. He's not an idiot. Yeah, you may have problems with his style, but don't ever underestimate this man. He's not giving up. He is not going to concede, and nor should he. This election has clearly been stolen. I don't care what Steve Ducey and Brian Kilmeade say, because apparently they say there's no evidence of it. How can you not see it? You have to be truly an idiot not to see it. Let's go to the phones. Let's go back to Art. Art, good morning again.
Hey, Jeff. I'm glad you read the Candace Owens stuff, because I was going to mention some things.
Hey, hang on. I'm sorry. I'll get you on the other side of the break. Sorry, Art.
All right, brother.
Back in a moment.
Thank you.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
I want to thank Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations for being one of the great sponsors of this radio show and of this radio station. You know, it is difficult sometimes to know if you're looking for a contractor how good they are and if you can really trust them. Some contractors, the times are good, really busy, and they start a project and then they go do another project, and you're like a kitchen remodel or a bathroom remodel, that just is not going to work. It's a great reason for you to check out Eric Azer at RighteousRenovations.com. Look at the great work that he's done. And look at the great work that, well, they've really had satisfied customers. And you just read the very positive comments from satisfied customers on his website. RighteousRenovations.com. Hire a contractor you can trust, one that promises to do the right thing. Righteous Renovations. I want to thank John for a mask protest song. And it's a remix. It is great. And I have sent it to Phil. If he can, it's a good one. The Liberty Daily is saying an epidemiologist says it's COVID-19. Body shouldn't. The violent leftist mob, Antifa, swarmed and attacked Republican Senator Josh Hawley's D.C. home, pounding on his door, screaming threats, terrorizing his wife and newborn baby. Senator Hawley responded, "My family and I were not intimidated by left." Back to Art. Art. Hey, Art.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, there you got me. So, Jeff, you said it yourself. The president of our country practiced the art of, what was that Chinese thing that you were talking about?
Misdirection. You know what I'm talking. Sun Tzu. Misdirection.
Sun Tzu. Jeff, the president has a very, very high IQ, and he has been setting the table to do what he has to do to win, to expose all the garbage, like Newt Romney and our illustrious head of the Senate. These people are all corrupt and intertwined with the Communist Chinese Party. And as you pointed out, I heard this over the weekend about the military stuff going on within our state. We're headed to a kind of 9/11 event because President Trump isn't going to lose and he isn't going to let the Chinese win. And he is definitely going to do all the things that Candace said, and even more. Because he will, as he said, "I'm not going to allow this country to turn." And he'll do what he has to do, including Jeff, just because he said he isn't going to declare martial law doesn't mean that he isn't, because he wants to keep them all off guard. And he's been setting the table. And he will release that information. He will expose these people. And it's just going to happen, Jeff. That is my prediction. I'm fearful. Be prepared, people, because everything is going to be exposed and fairly soon. And all those corrupt politicians who have been selling us out are going to be exposed for their treasonous acts, as Candace said.
So let me ask you this quickly in the last minute or so we got left here. Let's say that what you're saying is correct and that Trump actually pulls the trigger on some of these, what we would consider to be somewhat extreme things, but necessary things to save the republic. Do you think we go into a civil war, a shooting civil war?
Well, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and other people have proven, including George Soros and all those people who are not godly people, will do whatever it takes. So, Jeff, stand by. Nothing would surprise me in the next week or so, Jeff. Our republic and our country is at stake.
Well, it is. The question is, how many people are really aware of that and actually believe it? That's the question I have. Art, thanks for your contribution. I appreciate it. That's what Art thinks. What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Tomorrow is the rally at the Capitol, the Election Integrity Rally, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It is meant to be occurring at the same time as all 50 state capitals are rallying at the same time that these various rallies are happening in Washington, D.C., the Stop the Steal rally. This is all meant to be tomorrow, the day that the joint session of Congress is supposed to meet and choose the electors, certify the electors. Come and pray, folks, because our event tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and thank you again to Freedom Heating and Air for giving up their ad time that we can run these ads, for you to come and be a part of this. It's about prayer. This is not about yelling and screaming at leftist Kate Brown. We've done enough of that, and we'll continue to do that. But tomorrow's event is not for that. It's literally about prayer. It's about standing in prayer and asking for God's divine guidance and his supernatural moving. Because like I said, I believe that all of this is going to fail and that God is going to have to move supernaturally somehow, some way, that in fact could only be credited to him for his honor and his glory in the saving of this republic, which was founded on his law, his principles, and is still that shining light to the world. What do you think about that? One more hour to go. It is 7:59. See you in a few minutes.